The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
There was a time when extravagant cakes were the preserve of brides and grooms, but in recent years, the growing appetite for statement cakes has opened up a whole new market. Armed with her rolling pin and piping bag, Shifra McQueen has been chatting to some of the people who make very fancy cakes for a living.
I do not trust people that don't like cake. My life revolves around cake, even to the clothes I'm wearing. Look at me today. I'm in my dress that's covered in donuts. I have quirky shoes on that have cupcakes on the front of them and ice cream cones for heels. My life is cake.
Deborah Guerin of Cakes by Deborah in Limerick.
Building a wedding cake is a bit like building a house, that it needs strong foundations, it needs pillars to dowel it. Instead of cement and blocks, we're using chocolate cake and buttercream. Elements of the cake can take a long time, especially, I suppose, if we're working with sugar flowers, and they do take hours and hours to make because it's petal and petal and petal. I would actually have magnifying glasses on while I'm doing these things, and I'm there and it could be midnight with my playlist in the background, which is very eclectic, let me tell you, AC/DC, which is one of my favourites.
But who are the most high maintenance customers?
Listen, I would take a wedding couple any day of the week over a 5-year-old who know exactly what they want and are the biggest critics out there. I had one recently and it had to be a cloud, almost life size, with a unicorn's head coming out of the cloud and a rainbow on the top. Paw Patrol will be there on the double. There for a little while, Sky from Paw Patrol was the absolute bane of my life. I must have modelled 10 of them over a period of 2 months, sitting there at 11 o'clock at night trying to get the eyes right. Oh my gosh, an absolute nightmare. And let me tell you, some of them did look like a nightmare, maybe a bit like Stephen King's Cooja.
I've always been into horror, and my stuff just really reflects the movies that I like and the genres. I had to learn how to make blood out of chocolate and how to make glass edible.
Jen Moran is a cake artist from Meath and runs Bakey Cakey. She likes to create more unusual cakes, including a life-size leprechaun.
He was 4 foot tall. He was a nasty leprechaun and he was eating all the nice fairies. Do you know that kind of way? So he had the fairy in his hand. He was grasping and she was made out of chocolate. It spit kind of coming out of his mouth, and I done that with a glaze and it would just look like he was salivating to eat this fairy. I did have the ginger hair. He was kind of balding a bit. You wouldn't approach him though. Like, he was very big, long, sharp teeth, you know. You wouldn't be looking for gold off him anyway, so.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake.
People ask me to do their faces for like their granny's like 80th. I just have really fine needles. I kind of put the lines in the face and the cheeks, the eyes, to kind of get the indentation of like an older person's face. The hands, I even put in with the tools the little circles that we have on our thumbs, just to make them all very individual, you know. I have asked people, can I take pictures of their hands, so we could see the little wrinkles that they have. It tells a story about the people that are buying the cake. They made little curls with buttercream to create her hair then, so just tastier. The idea of eating your granny people find very strange, which I completely understand. Overanalyzing the situation, you know.
But how does Jen feel about handing over her masterpieces to be munched on?
When I spend hours on a painting and then I give it over to somebody and they say, oh, that's beautiful. And then they cut into the castle or cut into the landscape of the cow that I've spent hours painting and shove it into their mouth. It can be a bit like, oh, that's gone forever. Bye-bye painting. But that's the fun of it, you know. I think you're bringing something into the world that was never there and now it's completely gone again. So it's a very unusual art form.
People can pay anything from €100 to thousands for an event cake. And the cost of baking continues to rise with inflation.
Butter, for example, it's 70% more expensive than this time last year. On average, it's around £4 a pound now for unsalted butter. I could use 10 pounds of butter in a 3-tier wedding cake. So you can imagine the price increases with that. Eggs have increased, sugar has increased. It's proven to be a huge challenge, but it just means that you can't accurately quote for cakes because you don't know from 1 week to the next how much things are going to increase.
While we tend to leave it to the professionals, Christmas can bring out the baker in all of us, including myself and my granny.
So we have our 1/2 pound of butter, 1/2 pound of sugar. No, have we sugar? Yeah, we do. 6 eggs, 12 ounces of flour.
Don't be giving away the recipe. That'll be better than Nev McGuire's cake now.
While we wait for a strongly worded reply from Nevin, Here's Imelda Burke, who's a business consultant and has owned the Pantry Bakery in Kilkee, County Clare for over 40 years. Each December, her Christmas logs sell like hotcakes.
Hundreds every year. There'd be maybe 200, 300 for the hampers. I think the puddings aren't as popular now myself. But the minute December comes, even though people say, oh, they're rich and they're heavy, they still want tradition. They want the finger of cake on Christmas Day. When we're making all the cakes in the pantry, we're grating maybe 10 lemons. You feel the zest, it hits your nostrils, your cinnamon. Oh my God, the waft. Making a Christmas cake brings my mother back to me straight away. We always made it together. She was fussy about the cookie. We always tested it with a skewer. And if we couldn't find the skewer, we'd have the knitting needles. I can still see her. And I could see her rubbing her finger along it. And she'd say, look, it's dry. I think the cake is done. My husband as well, he loves Christmas cake because he remembers it from his youth. And in his house, there was about 6 centimetres of almond paste on the cake. So unless I do that, my cake is no good.
Defend yourself there, Patrick.
Well, in fairness, she's right. But not alone that, I need 6 centimetres of the white icing as well.
Plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts.
Oh, God. You get up in the middle of the night for it. You know, you suck it, you don't chew it. You suck it and get the last bit out of it, you know. And then the fruit would be soaked in spirits, whiskey.
And Patrick Burke wonders why he has to go to the gym now, doesn't he?
You could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Imelda makes it sound like a piece of cake. But how did mine turn out? And more importantly, what's the verdict from my granny?
Well, that actually doesn't look too bad.
Well, you get on very well, Shifra, but don't get too carried away with yourself. There's always room for improvement.
Sure, it's Christmas once more.
Shifra McQueen reporting there. And if you want to check out some of those cakes you heard about, you can find them on our Twitter page.